a special meeting to choose the new council person to fill the vacancy, as well as talk about budget amendment and closing hours for June 1st. We now in session. Let's do a roll call.
Council President Timothy Fox.
Present.
Vice President Sharon Briggs.
Here.
Councilmember Kyle Cerencioni.
Present.
Mayor Lorraine Felstead.
Present.
Clerk Treasurer Jalen Raleigh. Present. Deputy Clerk Treasurer Shannon Cuneo.
Present.
Public Works Manager Charlie Jenkins. Absent.
Absent. Yes.
And if we could take 2 minutes. We just called the meeting to order. Go ahead and sign in. And then we're going to do the pledge of allegiance. Everybody has a copy of the agenda that wanted to get one? Did you want an agenda?
They're over there by the sign-in sheet, Harish.
Did you get one, Chris?
I did.
Okay. Do you mind what about Jim and Perry?
Yeah.
Thank you. Oh, wait, you can do it.
Thank you.
Okay, very good.
Thank you.
Yep. All right. Stand for the pledge of allegiance.
Got it?
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'm going to go pass these out.
Okay.
Take one, please. That's going to be your number. So at this point, I will open up the floor for public comment. And before we do, I wanted to give a little disclaimer on the back of your agenda. So welcome to the Albertson County Council Chambers, and we consider it a privilege to present and listen to diverse views. It is essential that we treat each other with respect. We expect that participants will engage in active listening, make concise statements, and observe any applicable time limit. We further expect that participants will refrain from disrespectful displays such as profanity, personal attacks, chimes, heckling, and applause. Guidelines for public comment. The public comment ensures an opportunity for citizens to meaningfully participate in the decisions of its elected officials. It is one of several ways your voice is heard by your local government. During public comment, we ask that all participants respect the rights of others to make their comment uninterrupted. The council's goal is to receive as much comment as time reasonably allows. All public comments should be directed to the chair, which would be the mayor or the designee. Comment made to the audience or individual council members may be ruled out of order. Public comment must remain on topic and free from abusive language or unsupported allegations. During any council meeting, you have 2 opportunities to comment. During the public comment period near the beginning of the meeting, which has to do with items not on the agenda, as the agenda reflects, or number 2, before any decision-making vote of the council on an agenda item. Comment made outside of these times may not be allowed. Citizens wishing to speak during any public comment period should come forward and state their name and address for the record. Comment may be time limited, as determined by the chair, to allow as many people as possible to comment. Comments prior to a discussion-making vote must remain on the motion before the council. And thank you for observing these guidelines. Imagine those of you who were at the last meeting, things kind of got a little unruly, and so we decided it was time to bring this back into effect. So at this time, if there is any public comment for items not on the agenda, I would like to give you 3 minutes. And since we have so few people there, does anyone have some public comment, something they would like to council or the town to know that isn't on the agenda? And by law, I'm required to ask 3 times. So the third and final time, Seeing none, we will move on then to our first item under old business will be the interviews for the town council vacancy. So I don't know if any of you observed this, but Shannon passed out numbers to the four people.
Three
people.
Betsy's not here.
Betsy did not come. Okay. Well, that's unfortunate. Maybe she's running late.
I have information on that.
Okay.
She had a death in the family. Her grandmother passed away on Monday.
Oh, my gosh.
She's grieving.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's awful. What a horrible time.
That's true.
And I don't know if that's like public knowledge, but you know, that's,
yeah.
She has somewhat of an excuse.
Yeah. Oh, that's awful. Well, I'm so sorry that I heard. So we have three interviews, and the council has questions to ask. Jaylen, did you have something before we started the process that you were going to say? I can't remember now.
Not yet.
We're good. Okay. So we could go ahead and start the interview process. Would you like? This is the first time that we've done this. May the three people exit the room into the library, please, with your number, and we're going to be preparing to interview you. And when you're, we'll pick numbers in here, and then I'll come and holler a number in the door, and that's who gets to sit in the hot seat first. It's all good.
How was Betsy?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so when we put that on there.
Okay.
Thank you.
Would you shut the door, Wayne?
Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you. Okay.
And
shuffling the numbers.
I have talked before to Kyle and asked him to ask question number one, and we'll just rotate through. I do get to participate in the process of the questions. I do not get a vote.
Kyle, would you pick the first one?
Has everyone been provided these questions in advance?
Four.
Okay.
No, the candidates. No.
The candidates don't know what the questions are.
Three.
Number four.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry?
Yeah. Just making sure.
No, you showed me. Where
would you like me to come? To right here?
Yes.
Oh, I'm
going to make a seat up front here, and then we're going to rotate through the questions, and I was going to ask the first question first. Okay?
Hello, Gary.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. When you're done asking your questions, then you can take a seat, and then we'll go to the next number.
Sounds good.
So we're keeping the questions the same forever.
Okay.
Do you want a timer on this?
As a point of order, 3 minutes per question.
Yes, and that includes the asking.
Okay.
In order for this to take 30 minutes, there are 10 questions.
So I need to.
So the timer will begin.
Where's my timer with answer?
When Kyle begins to ask a question. Thank you.
Okay. What motivated you to seek this position, and what do you bring to the role?
My motivation is I've lived here for over, well, my husband had to correct me on the application, I put six. We've been here for 8 years. So it motivated me because I care about this town and the people that live in it. And my role, I come with strong communication and collaboration.
All right.
No, they all have to be the same for each applicant.
We're going to do them all exactly the same for everybody.
Okay.
And we're on a time limit.
Okay. All right, well, number two. What experience do you have in leadership, financial oversight, or community organizations that would prepare you for this council?
So as far as leadership goes, I have a lot of experience with that. With my job I am in now, and all of you saw my application, so I am a supervisor, so I believe in definitely collaboration, open-minded. It definitely takes a team to do a job, not just one. And as far as leadership skills, I look on the positivity side of things. One of my strengths is positivity. So I also am, I like to look at things that for a resolution. When you are challenged with making a difficult decision, instead of like sitting in that, look at ways to get out of that. What are the resolutions behind things that are brought to your attention? As far as financial, I need bills in my home, so I have a lot of financial needs, and also being a private business owner too. So I don't do a lot of financial in my job now that I do, but I'm pretty smart with budgeting and knowing what's good and what's not. So I'm pretty a penny pincher, if you may say. So, and then what was your last question? I'm sorry, I have to ask.
Community organizations that would prepare you for this council.
Okay, so I was involved in assisting with Charlie on a project for the walk for finding who would be best fit for a project, the water project we were doing. I love being involved in the town. Sometimes my full-time job takes me away from war, but if there's anything ever I can volunteer for, I'm here. I'm here to help. So, have I answered your question correctly there?
I guess. That's, you know, okay. I didn't make these questions.
Okay. Number three. Describe a time you had to make a difficult decision affecting others. How did you handle it?
Oh my goodness. Several days, throughout my whole days, we have challenging things to make decisions. So for me, I like to get insight from others, especially when I have a challenging decision to make. It's important to hear from my team. And so that to me is really important, being open-minded too. It's not just what I feel, but it's the situation and maybe getting input and feedback. I think it's really important to listen also and take a moment to pause as well. But if you need an exact example, right now I am dealing with an employee that is not coming to work. I'll leave names out of this, but she's not coming to work and hasn't. She has exhausted her FMLA. I did my best to support her, to give her resources to assist, but we also have a job to do. And so with that said, working with HR to probably look at termination, I've exhausted everything else I can do as far as things to support her, because I believe we have to support each other. When we've exhausted those, we also have a mission to do, so we need to make those critical decisions, whether best for the organization, and also still caring about that individual. That's important. So there's a lot of things to consider, and I always make sure that I do that.
I forgot to make one thing clear. I get to participate in this process, but okay. I do not get a vote.
Okay.
It's just these three people.
You did say that.
I did say that. Did you mean that?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
What do you know about how a rural water district operates, and where would you need to build your knowledge?
Oh, goodness. So as far as building my knowledge, I mean, that's study. I mean, looking up, taking time to research. I don't know a ton of rural operation waters, but I am a fast learner. I put the time and effort into something. I really strive to do my best at whatever I do. I'm pretty much hard on myself more than anybody else when I can't figure it out. But I will keep going until I know. And if I don't know the answer to something, I will continue to network and let that person know. I'll get back to you. I don't know that answer now, but boy, I'll get it. I'll do my best. Yeah. That's an interesting question.
Okay. How would you weigh the need for infrastructure improvements against keeping rates affordable for residents?
Can you say that one more time?
Yeah. How would you weigh the need for infrastructure improvements against keeping rates affordable for residents?
That's an interesting question.
It is.
So, I mean, again, I really want to be on this council to help and assist people in the town, obviously. That's what we're here for, is to make sure that we're serving the town, but the town also has its needs, right? So I would probably have to work with a team of people to understand what that question looks like. I think I need more information about that question to get a proper answer to you guys today. But I need more information. But to answer generically to that question, it really would be about understanding what that infrastructure is that we need to do, and also keeping our town folks, people in mind, because we want to balance it. It's really all about the balance, check and balances here.
All right, that's a great answer.
Okay.
All right.
So if a resident contacted you personally and they were frustrated about their water bill or service, how would you handle it? I guess this is in the context of if you were a council member.
That is totally a problem.
I think it's important to listen. Give them opportunity to at least speak about how they're feeling and listen to them. I think service recovery is important. Like, I'm sorry for feeling that way, but as far as indulging in what can happen, that would be a pause for me, because I would have to, as a team, talk to you in the council about that. There's nothing I would ever do to make any promises other than hearing, you know, what they're saying and bringing it back to talking with the mayor and the other council.
Okay, 7. How would you ensure residents who don't attend meetings stay informed about the council's decisions?
Well, that's a really good one. So, I'm not a drinker, so you'll probably not see me at the bar. I'll go in and say hello, but I usually don't hang out in that area. I think interaction is, I'm going to the post office. When you get together for regular days, I love going there. That's just communication through the town. There's definitely things where you can do, like flyers, postings. There is a page where things are placed for the town to know. But I think that question more is like a team question. How will we get this out to everybody in town? You know, just kind of coming together, collaborating on that part.
Hey, Larry, real quick, can we ask for clarification on some of these answers? Are we allowed to do that?
Yeah. If you need additional information, yes. But we need to treat each person the same, that's what.
Another person doesn't have something that requires clarification?
Right. Then you would need to clarify. So, sure. Did you have some clarification?
Yeah, I just was curious. So you would do these things, like you would be going around personally handing out flyers? Is that what you mean?
I mean, if I needed to get the information out, absolutely. Yeah. I would not be opposed to going and doing that.
Sure, yeah. Unsure if this was like, you were talking about you would do it, or you would have you would request that the administration would do it or something like that.
No, I would do it, but I would actually collaborate, communicate with everybody to see if they're okay with that. I wouldn't move by myself to go take care of something.
Yeah.
I think it's all a team effort, especially if I'm coming in new and not knowing a lot of things, it's important to communicate. That's one of my strengths, so you'll get that a lot with me.
Thanks.
Yes, sir.
How do you handle disagreement with colleagues when you feel strongly about an issue?
That's a really good one as well. So I don't argue. I follow I care values, and I think it's super important. Things can get heated a lot in a conversation, and I would rather redirect it. Hey, let's talk about this at a different time. If we're not able to. Just trying to remain with my tone and not try to elevate it. It's super important. And moving forward with resolution, that's what it's about. We're all, everybody is made different, and I love that. That's why I love how we're all so different, unique in our own ways, but we all also bring things to the table too. Maybe something that you would have that I was like, oh yeah, that's a great idea, because we all are wired differently. So, I mean, I'm just really listening. It's a little bit fun.
I want a clarification on the beginning. You said something about I follow the I care.
I care values. It's respecting, and I probably shouldn't use, that's what I use in my position I'm in now as a supervisor at the VA. We use I care values. So it's respecting others.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Is it back to me already? It is. If the district were found out of compliance with the state water quality regulation, what would you expect to happen and what would your role be?
Say that again, please.
If the district were found out of compliance with state water quality regulation, what would you expect to happen and what would your role be?
Well, if we are out of compliance, I think my role would be trying to figure out, first of all, why we're out of compliance. I mean, that one really would need more investigating and understanding, especially with whatever policies are lined out there. My role would be to collaborate again, to communicate with, I wouldn't be doing this on my own, so with the team, you know, asking important questions. If I didn't know, I would find out, and I would have to look up and do some research. Trainings are great as well, so I can get myself more knowledge.
I would like to real quick just add that question in itself is a little bit...
Well, we're going to have to ask it now.
Well...
Yeah.
I do think that that's one that, I mean, even for any of us, I think that would be a Charlie Water Department.
That's the question. Kind of comment you would make in an email later on for future interviews.
And okay. Question.
Appreciate the feedback.
Okay. The last question is Tim.
I was hoping I could add some more questions on here that aren't, and then we can just actually ask them to other candidates as well.
It would have been good if you had come to the office like Sharon did and helped with the questions.
Oh, I didn't know that was a thing. And we can have that conversation via email.
So I
would like to add more questions, though. I think that we are going to have a little bit of time left after this. So.
Then I'll go ahead and read number 10, and you can write down your
perfect
question.
Yeah.
What do you see as the biggest challenge facing this district in the next 5 to 10 years, and how would you approach it?
Sure. So as far as challenges go, I mean, I think the town needs a little bit of work. I think it has for a long time, being here for the 8 years that I have. I mean, I also feel like the way approaching it would, and that's why I wanted to be a council member, to bring some of my ideas forward on how we can, you know, do better for our town and for our people to live in.
Mm-hmm.
That's important. I care a lot about where I live.
Thank you.
All right, well, I'll read it now. I'm going to write it because I'm writing it slowly, trying to make it legible. So my question is, and it's sort of like question one, but I think it's a little bit more personal. And that question is, what do you see as the benefit to yourself for being on the council?
Yeah, that's a good one. Helping the town, helping the unit council. You'll get to know me helper. I'm a caretaker. I love to help people. I love to put ideas in. For me, what it would do for me is to be a part of helping this beautiful town we live in and the people that live here. So I would gain just that. Obviously, we all live our full-time jobs and we have to make a living to live in this town that we do, but really, it's just, for me, it's not the financial thing or anything like that. It's just more of bringing what I can bring and my strengths to help. And that goes with that.
Thank you.
Yes. That was a great question. Thank you, Tim.
Yeah, thank you, Tim. I appreciate that.
I wrote your question down verbatim, and I'm prepared to ask it. So it's the same question each time. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Tim.
Do you have anything you'd like to add?
No, just thank you for your time. Well, I'm here with you. This has been exciting, and I appreciate you guys helping all of us for the townspeople.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Carrie.
Okay, and you get to stay in the room.
Okay. No, actually, she has to go back.
No, you dropped your hot number.
Here's what I wrote.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Here's what I wrote. What's
your name? Do you see as a benefit to yourself on the council?
Two.
Didn't say she.
She can't be in the room.
Carrie.
Yeah, she can be in the room. I'm sorry.
I thought Jim said no.
Err on no then.
Yeah, err on no.
Is there a reason why she shouldn't be in the room if she's already answered?
Well, everything's going to be public record. This whole recording of everything is going to be on the internet later, so she has an opportunity to listen to it then. But
I'm just wondering lifetime what the.
Hello, whoever you are.
It's not public comment.
Order.
Thank you.
So we'll start the interview questions now for Harry. Thank you for coming this evening. What we're doing is rotating through the questions. And Kyle will ask the first question.
Yes.
Well, you got to tell me your name again.
Harish Bharadwaj.
Harish, nice to thank you for joining us.
Yes.
What motivated you to seek this position? What do you bring to the role?
Well, I like to help my community. I lived here for 20 years. I worked for school. And I like to work social work. This is kind of a social job. And listen people's problem with consensus, decide the decision. Helping other council members to decide it.
One thing that we didn't tell you, I apologize for working through this. You have 3 minutes for each question, starting from when the question is asked.
Okay.
Just so that we give each person the same amount of time, mm-hmm. so each person has roughly half an
hour.
And there are 11 questions now. We started out with
but
10.
You don't have to answer the whole 3 minutes. It's just for your...
Yeah, you can be a shorter answer.
The other thing, because I'm a CEO, I'm self-employed for 35 years. I'm a CEO for 30 years, and I handle my employees and from the beginning, the age of 25, all the way through. And I know all the situations and how to handle it and how to solve it. So that's part of the job too, I think.
All right. Thank you.
All right, I'll move on to the next question. So what experience do you have in leadership, financial oversight, or community organizations that would prepare you for this council?
I don't have any experience, but yes, as a businessman, I do. I was running the hotels and managing them. Yeah. So the financial side of it, I was handling, and management side of it.
Thank you.
Okay. Describe a time you had to make a difficult decision affecting others. How did you handle it?
Many employees during my time, you know, there was a problem, you know, each individual is different. So I talked to one of my employees and I told her, look, when you work at the front desk, it doesn't matter your ex-husband, boyfriend, whoever comes. You have to say hello, welcome to Super 8 or whatever it is, and respectfully talk to him. And you could go back home and fight with him, I don't care. But 8 hours, when you come here, bring your smile and respect.
What do you know about how a rural water district operates, and where would you need to build your knowledge?
You're talking about city water?
Yes.
Controlled by city council.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. How would you weigh the need for infrastructure improvements against keeping rates affordable for residents?
We need to have a meeting with community, and first we have to decide what they need, what kind of infrastructure they need. And then we'll see what the best price we could come up and go through the tenders. And then come with a consensus, final decision to make.
Thank you.
All right. A resident would contact you personally, and they would be frustrated about their water bill or service. How do you handle it?
First, we need to talk to him what kind of problem he has and what he is expecting. And this same water bill for everybody. It's not separate for him. And if there are issues, you know, we could have a meeting, decide, and see if there are any other problem we could solve it, we could do it. But if it's same for everybody, then we cannot do anything.
How would you ensure residents who don't attend meetings stay informed about council questions or decisions?
What do you mean?
How would you ensure residents who don't attend meetings stay informed about council decisions?
Maybe we could contact them, talk to them, and send them a message.
How do you handle disagreement with colleagues when you feel strongly about an issue?
We have to have a meeting. And we decide in a meeting, listen, whatever everyone's saying, and then with consensus we decide, you know, what is right and wrong, and then whatever the outcome is, he has to accept.
If the district were found out of compliance with a state water quality regulation, what would you expect to happen and what would your role be?
We have to have a meeting and solve this problem because this is a serious problem and we have to comply with district, I think. And after the meeting, we should have a decision to correct the water problem issues.
Thank you.
And Chen, do you want to ask this one so that...
I can ask him. That's the next one. Unless...
You're the chair. Yeah, so you ask number 10. I do
okay.
Before.
What do you see as the biggest challenge facing this district in the next 5 to 10 years, and how would you approach it?
The biggest problem, we have to bring more businesses here. We have to give them some kind of incentive, like a tax relief or something, so they could come here and create more employment, because we need employment. those are big issues for small towns, because many of the businesses, they open businesses, but then they go away after 1 year, 2 years. So we need to figure it out how we could keep these businesses here. This is a big challenge.
And then Tim has one last question.
Yeah. So what do you see as the benefit to yourself for being on the council?
I'm not looking for benefit, I'm looking for the community. We're helping our community where we're living. And we have to listen to their problem and see if we all together can solve it. It's no personal benefit.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So I guess we'll go back to the
library
for a moment. Thank you. We're going to all thank you here. Give us just a minute before we come get lunch. Thank you. We don't need to pick another person. We only have one last person. Did we need a second, or are we ready to roll? Okay, I'm going to go get
things. We're just ready.
Yeah.
What was his number?
He's one.
What you looking for, Garth?
Garbage can.
There should be one right in there.
I don't think they do. I think they don't bother putting a bag or anything anymore.
There's been one of those as long as I can remember.
Yeah, they sure did.
It is in fact warmed up for you.
Kyle is asking the first one.
Yeah, how's it going? What motivated you to seek this position, and what do you bring to the role?
That's a broad question. Well, part of what motivated me was being asked over the years multiple times if I would be on the city council, and always, well, two things. One, what prevented me at that point was walking into a city council meeting, was walking into a hornet's nest, the ones that I'd come to. And secondly, was having fun to keep myself occupied. As far as this time, I've got a chance to work with Charlie some, you know, just help him at times with some different things, and just things seem to be changing for positive, and I'm encouraged by that. And not that I need something more to do, but I'm willing to step into an additional responsibility if that would serve the community.
Thank you.
Right. What experience do you have in leadership, financial oversight, or community organizations that would prepare you for this council?
I was part of a leadership team overseas, overseeing 400 adults and 1,000 passport holders. We had a logistics center with 70 houses, so we provided all the services, everything, water, sewer, electricity. We had a school, we had aviation, we had a lot of different things, and I was directly responsible for oversight of some of those things. So it's one of those things I've tried to be a little quiet on but we work with the government, work with management of grant funds, having to track those because we had to report how the grant funds were used. And there's a lot more there, but that's fair enough.
Thank you.
Okay. Describe a time you had to make a difficult decision affecting others. How did you handle it?
Well, dealing with personnel issues is a significant and challenging one, and walking through a process of trying to, you know, when maybe somebody doesn't fit well in the role that they're in and trying to help them. Sometimes those things go well and you have good interactions, and sometimes they're more difficult and you have to make a call to say, this isn't working. So, but as much as you can, you try to do that in a manner that, you know, respects individuals, but still looking at the larger picture of what the needs are. So, I mean, personal probably is the most difficult thing as far as I'm concerned.
What do you know about how a rural water district operates, and where would you need to build your knowledge?
I'm assuming in this country, because most of my experience was elsewhere, but I have limited knowledge. I know that there's significant regulations by that, and DEQ is involved with that. I don't know what those regulations are, except for just being aware of testing and compliance, things like that, to do with, you know, treatment of the water and then your sewage, which we had to deal with as well. But obviously not the same. I don't know what my contacts is. As far as building my knowledge, I have done a ton of research in the past on about any subject you needed to. I had to learn how to design a water treatment system. Not that I had any expertise on that, but I found people that could help us, and that was required. I would try to dig in. I research things because I don't know how to do it right.
How would you weigh the need for infrastructure improvements against keeping rates affordable for residents?
That's a very difficult tension, especially when there's limited resources and we have an aging infrastructure such as this town. The question is, how would I weigh them?
Yeah, how would you weigh the need for infrastructure against affordable rates?
I think that's going to be somewhat conjecture to answer that, in the sense that I'm only partially aware of what the, you know, situation is here in the town. I'm more aware because I've interacted with Charlie and some of the people in the past, but I know there's a lot of aging infrastructure, and I know you guys undertook to get a portion of the water system replaced. Sadly, that, you know, was limited by cost and stuff to go as far as you wanted. So I guess the tension as well is because if you have an aging infrastructure, you're losing, for instance, water. So you have to treat a lot of water, have to provide a lot of water. That's a lot of expense. But to replace it is insane at today's prices. So I don't know if I'm giving you a good answer. You're just going to have to look at the facts at the time and try to make the best decision and try to keep the public informed as to why those decisions are.
That's a great answer. Thank you.
All right. If a resident contacts you personally, frustrated about their water bill or service, how do you handle it?
I think you would be expected to direct that to Banger. I'm not fully aware of the separation of responsibilities between the council and the office and things, but I expect that that's probably. I mean, I guess the tension is if you've got a friend and they're venting with you, when is it venting and when is it actually trying to get your ear because they want you to do something?
How would you ensure residents who don't attend meetings stay informed about council decisions?
How would I?
Yeah.
I've already interacted a little bit with the office about that, and I think there needs to be multiple methods of communication because some of us aren't on social media because of age or because of by choice. Some of us aren't in the age of computer in this community, some are. Some are very attuned to social media or other options. So I personally believe, you know, just posting on the town website I don't go check the town website, you know, once a week or once a month or something like that. I would want some kind of a text number just to say, hey, there's some new information. So I think it needs to be multifaceted, and I think that there's an attempt to expand it, and I welcome that. I think that needs to happen.
How do you handle disagreement with colleagues when you feel strongly about an issue?
I think you need to have a rational discussion about it and get the emotions out of it. Realize that you may not always agree on some things, and that's okay, but you've got to be able to have reasonable, rational discussions based on facts and not just on hearsay or on emotional opinions.
If the district were found out of compliance with state water quality regulation, what would you expect to happen and what would your role be?
Can you read it again, please?
Yeah. If the district were out of compliance with the state water quality regulation, what would you expect to happen and what would be your role?
I'd expect those that are responsible for working on that, for instance, the person that's responsible for the water system, to communicate with those that, you know, state agency, Department of Environmental Quality. They've got questions to work with the mayor on that. If there's questions of policy or how that we should handle that, I would assume it should be brought to the council for guidance and direction.
Thank you.
Sharon, did you want to ask something? What do you see as the biggest challenge facing this district in the next 5 to 10 years, and how would you approach it?
Are you referring to the town's not a district, if I understand it right? You're talking about the waters.
Yeah,
district.
Water district, I think.
Easy questions?
What?
Didn't you?
No.
Oh, can you read it again?
What would you see as the biggest challenge facing this district in the next 5 to 10 years, and how would you approach it?
If you're referring to, if it's, this question is referring to the water and sewage treatment system, we have definitely some aging, some significant issues in portions of that. As far as how to approach that, I don't think there's any rational way that the residents could pay for what it actually costs to replace all that. And I think what you guys have done, or what the council has done and the town has done, is sought grants where possible to help assist with that. As residents, we do have a responsibility to help maintain that financially. But it's going to be beyond, because of the cost of, I mean, this last project, I would not have wanted to be the contractor for all the stuff that they ran into in the process of doing that. Just the layout of the town and some of the original plat is quite challenging. So all I can say is, wow, it's going to be what you guys have done already. I applaud you for it, and it's not an easy challenge going forward.
Right. Well, I've got one more question for you. So what do you see as the benefit to yourself for being on the council?
To myself? I don't know. I don't know that I see a benefit to myself other than just being more engaged with the difficult decisions that the town needs to make or going forward. For myself personally, I stay kind of occupied without kind of taking on another role, as probably you guys do. So it's not like I'm clamoring to take on the role, but I, well, should I be the one?
It's a great answer.
And I say that sometimes if I got rocks in my head.
Sorry.
I know that was on record, but.
Yeah, of course.
Second.
There's all our questions. If you'd like to join in too, now we have time for discussion.
Thank you for giving thoughtful consideration for this. Thank you.
Thank you.
Do have time for a small question to you. This is in my packet, and I was wondering if you were going to discuss it tonight.
No. Are we going to discuss the...
I believe you need to open it up to public comment.
Yes, but Tim was just asking a question. If this was... This is not on the agenda, Tim.
Oh, okay.
So I'm saying the answer is no.
Oh. Oh, so when you were asking at the beginning... For public comment, I was not on the agenda. That's when I should have brought it up.
Yes.
Right.
Yep. Although, we do have public comment again. So, does the public have a comment on the process, any of the interviews? And each person will have 3 minutes to speak if you'd like to say anything about what we're